Hello, it's Angel. I wanted to read a few little things for you. This is a book called Naked Human, and it's by Christopher Poindexter. And this first one says, "I will shed all of the skin down to the very bone beneath it, if that's what it will take for you to come to the realization that appearance is not what makes a human beautiful." And it isn't. It doesn't. Looks, some people are lucky and fortunate and blessed, or however you look at it, and they are the socially accepted or thought of, or the way the media portrays what beauty is. But everyone sees it differently. And when you look in the mirror, or when you take a picture of yourself because you want to share it with somebody, but then you delete it because you look at that picture and you think, oh my God, I look horrible. What you have to remember is that you are still beautiful, regardless of what you think. What you have to remember is when someone compliments you, when someone close to you who cares deeply for you, gives you a compliment, says you're beautiful, handsome, whatever the word may be, remember that you don't see yourself the way they do. You don't see yourself when you're laughing. You don't see yourself when you get really excited or something makes you very happy. You don't see the look on your face when you see that person who's giving you the compliment, how excited you are, how happy you are to see them. You don't see that side of you. You just see the cheesy smile you've programmed yourself to take. You see, or whatever face you make when you're taking your selfies. It's very awkward for me personally, that's why I don't like taking them. And I take very few. Fortunately, I have no social media, so it's okay. But you need to remember, you're so much more than your looks and your skin and your hair and your body and your weight, and whether you're muscular or not muscular or working on it, you're so much more than what people see. And you are absolutely beautiful. Okay, I'm gonna read you another one. Okay, I skipped one. Sorry, mind the, sorry about the page turns. I'm really close to the microphone, I think, when I'm, hopefully that's not loud in your ear. Okay. "I am something new. You must tell yourself, I am the beginning and end of a story that will never be lived again. I am new earth and new air and new words. I am as fresh as birth. I am significant." Oh my gosh, how I love this. I read this over and over and over again, so I feel like I should tell myself this like throughout the day. When you're a writer, when you're a musician, when you're an artist of any kind, when you're a creator of anything, whether it be a builder, an architect, a scientist, whatever it is, everything's been done. Here I am making audios. I write little poetry every couple of days. I try and come up with witty, entertaining things for people in so many different ways. Everything, every thought I've had has been done in some way by someone else. I'm not the first one to come up with it. But I can put my own spin on it. I can put my own ideas with it. I can put my own voice with it. And I can make it special. So whatever you do, if you think it doesn't matter, if it got you excited to do it, then do it. No one's done it like you're gonna do it, regardless of what it is. No one's you, no one will be you, no one was you. You're it. You are one of a kind forever. Be proud of that and know that that alone makes you special. There's a saying, and I think it's from The Incredibles, but I mean, I've heard it before, but that's where I heard it last, from the Pixar movie Incredibles. And the mom says, you're special, or the little boy says, he's like, I thought I was special. And the mom says, everyone's special. And he's like, that's the same as saying no one is special. And I guess, but we all are unique individuals. And we need to be proud of that. You're absolutely significant. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever think you don't matter. Because you do. Okay, this is the last one I'll read. Waking up, bare feet hitting the crystal floor. I have two options. As I always do. I can focus on all that I am, human, and blossoming into something necessary and luminous. Or, I can focus on all that I am not. And the list goes on, and on, and on, of things I wish I were. It is all up to me. The choice is always mine. I'm treasure. And it's true. We're in control of our thoughts. Doesn't always feel that way. But we are. It takes practice. It takes a lot of practice to be in control of your thoughts. To not buy all the crap that people feed you. To not believe the bad things people say about you. The negative things that you hear. It takes a lot to be confident. It's exhausting some days to not let the negativity get through. But you're gonna have a better day. You're gonna have a better week. You're gonna have a better life. If you think of all of the incredible things you're capable of. If there's things you can't do, if there's things that you're not, and you want them, go after them. If you want to accomplish a goal, make a plan, figure it out, and make it happen. And even if you fail, if that's the only reason you're not trying it, then just do it. Because how many things have you failed at in your life? I've failed at tons and tons and tons of things. Things that my heart were in, I didn't fail at. The things I wanted, that I was driven, that I pushed myself and knew, didn't matter what came in my way, I wanted that. It happened. I got it. It doesn't matter how you go about it. It doesn't matter your journey. It's that you get there. It's that destination. You are an absolute treasure. And when you wake up in the morning, promise me, just tomorrow morning or tomorrow night or whenever the next wake up for you is, promise me that you will just for one day decide that you're going to focus on all that you are. That you are human, that you're imperfect, that you are going to make mistakes, but that's okay. That you are something that is necessary. The world needs you, whether you believe it or not. Make yourself believe it for one day. Tell yourself, the world needs you. Whether there's 100 people that love you, 100 people that hate you, you have zero friends, you have zero family, you're completely loved or not. It doesn't matter. The world needs you. But promise me, for one day, you will focus on that and just try it and see how you feel. See how your day goes. See what good things you notice happen to you because you're focused on the good. Hope you're well. I hope this was a nice shot of positivity. When I do these, I'll tell you a secret. When I make these audios about being positive or looking at the bright side of things, it's because I need to remind myself those things too. So I make these for me just as much as you. So I feel better. Hopefully you do too. You are all wonderful for listening to me and supporting me. I loved hearing all the fantastic comments you had on my last pillow talk, on all the audios, on all the poetry, on all the blog posts I make. I am greatly and deeply, deeply thankful for all of you. Thank you for always supporting me and following me. And I will talk to you all very soon.